Now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of November 6th. This week in 1964, the Beatles headlined an all-British edition of the TV show Shindig, and they performed three songs that they taped in London. The Route 66 TV show began its four-year run this week in 1960, and it starred Martin Miller and George Maharis. He also had a recording career. In 1962, Little Richard began what he thought was going to be a gospel tour of England, but Sam Cooke convinced him to return to singing rock and roll. Speaking of rock and roll, the Chuck Berry documentary film Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll opened this week in 1987, and Chuck was given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 1966, this week, John Lennon met Yoko Ono for the first time at a London art gallery exhibition. Filming began on the Bobby Darin movie, That Funny Feeling, this week in 1964. In 1939, the real Eleanor Rigby died in Liverpool, and she is buried in the cemetery of St. Peter's Church there, where Paul McCartney first met John Lennon. The TV show 77 Sunset Strip that starred Ed Burns as Cookie had its debut as a regular series on television this week in 1958. The movie The Rose, that was loosely based on the life of Janis Joplin and starred Bette Midler and Kris Kristofferson, had its premiere in Los Angeles, California this week in 1979. Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers married his former fan club secretary in Liverpool this week in 1965. 10 years later, in 1975, Saturday Night Live had its premiere on television, and the guest host for the first episode of the show was George Carlin. Denny Lane left the Moody Blues this week in 1966. You know, it wasn't the first time it happened, but the fact that it happened in 1944 may be a bit of a surprise. A Columbus Day riot occurred outside of New York's Paramount Theater when 25,000 Frank Sinatra fans had a scuffle with the police. Rod Stewart performed his last concert with Faces in Long Island, New York in 1975. The movie Lady Sings the Blues, that was based on the life of Billie Holiday and starred Diana Ross, that movie opened this week in 1972. In the studio, the Beatles began recording 8 days a week in 1964. Gary Lewis and the Playboys cut She's Just My Style and Sure Gonna Miss Her in 65. Back in 57, Jerry Lee Lewis recorded Great Balls of Fire, and the Beach Boys cut Dance, Dance, Dance this week in 64. Birthdays this week: Millie Small, born in 47, Al Martino in 1926, Buzz Clifford in 41, Robert Cool Bell from Cool and the Gang is 73, Fred Cash from The Impressions is 83, John Lennon born this week in 1940, Jackson Browne turned 75, John Entwistle from The Who born in 1944, Sean Lennon born to John and Yoko is 48 this week. Ivory Joe Hunter, born in 1914. Sam Moore from Sam and Dave is 88. And the late Melvin Franklin from The Temptations, born this week in 1942. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of November 6th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.